Well, I didn't expect one of the stars of the NFL draft to be Bill Belichick. But there he was, sitting up there on one of the broadcasts. Which one was it even? Was he on?
That was a McAfee special. It was his thing.
So he was sitting around a desk with a bunch of different guys analyzing picks. Here's the old Belichick, the one we all came to know and hate from his days in New England, and here's how he would often sound.
Yeah, if we have any personal announcements, we'll make them when they're completed.
On the bubble?
Yeah, I don't know what the bubble is, so. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah, I don't know who that is, so.
Bill, how does the team evaluate other 90-man rosters and try to identify players that would be worth trying to acquire via a draft pick and which players might be available towards the end of camp on the waiver wire?
That's what our pro personnel department does. So that's what they do. It's a full-time job.
Did you get a chance to watch some of the other teams around the league?
Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee, Philly. I saw that one.
That's enough of that, Nelly.
Hey, we're on to Thanksgiving. We're on to Christmas. We're right. On to New England. Yeah. We're on to Chicago.
Intentionally boring for basically his whole career. However, people who have played for Belichick, our very own Doran Dickerson, he played for him, right? Yeah. He was in the tight end room with those
Josh
guys.
Miller.
Josh Miller would tell you that actually does have a personality. And all of a sudden, I didn't know whether this would show on television or not, but all of a sudden, this guy's telling stories like, you know, somebody at a bar. You know what I mean? Just going into great detail, just totally cutting it up and really interesting. Here's a little snippet of Belichick talking about when the Patriots got Randy Moss.
I'm trying to trade for Randy Moss for 2 months, literally. Like childbirth. I mean, we got to get the guy for a physical. We can't take his contract. We're going to have to renegotiate his contract. And Mr. Davis said, well, that's your problem. I call up Randy. Said, hey, Randy, this is Coach Belichick. Boom. Let me try this again. Randy, it's Coach Belichick. Who is this? Who's pranking me? Who is this? Bam. Hangs up the phone. We traded for you. What? Is this a joke? This better not be a joke. Who is this? No. This is... All right. We got to get this done by tomorrow at noon. He goes, all right. He goes, well, I'm in Houston now, but I got a plane. I'll be there. He's there at 8 o'clock in the morning. Comes in and takes the physical. You know, the old...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Make sure he's alive.
Okay, you're good. Yeah.
And it went on like that for a while. Yeah. Two different human beings, and I think he should stay with this, and I think he's going to be great at it. You guys?
It doesn't shock me either. That's the funny thing, because everything I've heard about him is that he's pretty quick-witted.
Yeah.
You've seen different scenarios where he's been in a news conference, and he's been able, you know, to he's been asked about something that he wants to talk about.
Yes.
You know, I saw the one day when he was talking about Lawrence Taylor and what made him so great. And he was going on and on and on about Lawrence Taylor and how much he understood football and how much he would come off the field. And Belichick would be like, well, you know, what are you doing? He'd be like, Coach, that's not how they're blocking me. You know, he's got a pretty good sense of humor, believe it or not. And he's probably, I think, at this point, better suited to do that than even coach in some ways.
I think he is, too. And here's the thing with his pursuit of Shula. He needs 26 wins. You go to the wrong place, that's going to take you 3 or 4 years to get that.
Right.
So was it going to be 80? I mean, he looked like he was enjoying himself. And the other thing that pops to mind is that Andy Reid's catching up. And he just signed a new deal, did he not?
Right.
And he's going to be winning at a clip of about 13 per year. Three more years of what's 3 times 13, Bob?
39.
What's 258 plus 39?
287.
287. That would put Andy Reid, with just three more years of that, only 15 wins behind Belichick.
Yeah, I don't know if Andy Reid's going to last that long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an awful lot, I think. And I.
But Bob, he's only 66. So if he goes
that.
To 71 or 72, he's going to pass Belichick the way Belichick is.
It's all tied to Mahomes, I think. And
all
we'll
I'm
see.
Saying right now is that I guess my point is that even if Belichick comes back, there's a guy who could catch him.
Yeah.
True.
Belichick needs 26 wins. He needs 16 to pass George Halas.
I think he should stay where he is.
Andy, I agree, but Andy Reid, in order to pass Don Shula, Andy Reid needs 71 wins.
He ain't passing Shula, no.
That's 71 wins. That would be...
That's 7 years of 10 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's seven more seasons. I just don't see him doing that.
And the other thing about Belichick.
I think if they wouldn't have won it this year, he might have retired.
Yeah, there were rumors that he might. Andy Reid.
But then he signed a new deal.
Yeah, because I think he likes the fact that they're on top and he can maybe stay there for a couple
more
years.
And he delegates. You know what I mean? He's got a guy in Spagnuolo who just runs his defense every day. He was like a head coach himself.
Belichick, the thing that bothers me is that he has this personality and this wit about him, and he chooses to disrespect the media/fans with some of those stupid answers. I mean, just engage a little bit. It doesn't hurt you to do it. And like Paul said, there are times where he's been up there and he has. But the rest of it, I mean, people want to know explanations for certain things, you know, and you don't have to give them the entire reason, but just to say it's football play.
Who's going to be better on TV, Belichick or Brady?
Brady, by far.
Even after hearing that?
Brady, by far.
Do you agree with that, Paul?
You're talking about in a broadcast booth here during a game. Because I don't know if Belichick's going to get that chance.
Who's going to be better at their job in media,
Brady.
Let's put it that way.
I think Belichick.
I think Belichick.
I think Brady has... A lot that he hasn't.
The problem I have with Brady is, there's too much of Brady that's almost not human, you know, like, obviously Peyton Manning's got a huge personality and he's fun and he's funny. Eli Manning is a lot more reserved and obviously you can tell he's a little bit more introverted, but he's got a pretty good personality. Everything with Brady just feels fake to me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It feels like it's almost like he's a plastic man, almost, you know?
Yeah, that's going to be the key for him is if he can loosen up and if he's able to criticize people. That's sometimes
I think that's
difficult.
The key with all of those guys.
I think he'll be able to criticize people, but I'm just saying, like, I just don't see Tom Brady as having the personality that's going to be really all that compelling. Whereas I think Belichick, he's got a dry sense of humor. He really does, I think. I don't know.
He sounded like a completely different human being.
I think when Brady gets passionate about a topic, he's really good. He gives you reasons to like him as an analyst.
I hope he is because we're going to be hearing a lot of him. And Tony Romo's gotten worse. Can we all agree on
that? Yeah, he's terrible.
What happened to him, Bob?
I don't know. Becoming Tony Romo?
he was a superstar his first year or two. Then he got $20 million a year, and now it's almost like
it's unlistenable.
He's just collecting a paycheck. He's like, what's he got, about four more years on that CBS deal or whatever it is?
It's a long contract. So, CBS, on the other hand, looks like they're going to get rid of Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason on their CBS NFL Today set.
But yeah, they are. That was announced today.
Replaced by who?
I thought it was J.J. Watt was one of them.
And somebody. But the only guy who had a contract I knew, when Cowher came to town, I was talking to him about this, James Brown was the only guy who they gave a new contract. Everyone else didn't get one.
Here's the shakeup.
So you knew it was going to happen to somebody.
Let's hear it.
The shakeup is, here we go. CBS is benching a pair of former New York quarterbacks. Boomer Esiason and Phil Simms are out at the NFL today as the NFL studio show undergoes a huge makeover with Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt joining James Brown, Nate Burleson, and Bill Cowher.
What I've seen of J.J. Watt.
I have no interest in watching that at all. Matt Ryan?
Yeah, I don't.
Freaking Ryan? What are you doing?
Boomer Esiason is great. I think he's great at that, but we have a show that we run. I guess it's National Odyssey, you know, like on Sundays, or maybe it's Saturday nights even, where him and a betting guy go over every game. He's unbelievably good.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'll say this, okay? Matt Ryan? Give me a break. J.J. Watt? Okay, do we need the meathead football guy perspective? I don't know. James Brown is obviously one of the greatest of all time. He's a consummate professional. He's good. Nate Burleson, and even Bill Cowher. As much as I like Bill Cowher, I get it. We get it.
You get a lot of coach speak.
We get a lot of coach speak with him. He doesn't really add all that much insight to the show. Like when you listen to it, it's almost all coach speak.
See, he's been Belichick like to me in that he never said anything during his news conferences here. Once in a while, he'd get fired up, but I actually think he's been pretty good. I think Cowher's pretty good. I think he's not afraid to be critical, even of the Steelers. Yes. I think he's been pretty good.
I can live with him. I think Nate Burleson is, there's nothing interesting about him.
Cowher knows what he's doing in terms of when it's time to be critical. He can be, and he has been.
J.J. Watt, to me, I have no interest in listening to anything that guy has to say.
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.